两节，我们要一起来学习以利亚跟以利沙的传承。
And so the first two classes I'd like to talk about Elijah and Elijah.
传承哈。Succession 啊。
Their succession. 哦，
就是先知的职分的传承。
And that is the succession of a prophet.
哦，那后面六节我们再来看以利沙所行的神迹。
And then the last six classes we'll talk about the miracles performed by Elijah.
啊，为什么以利沙能行神迹
？And why was Elijah able to perform miracles?
啊，是因为神与他同在。
It was because God was with him.
啊，为什么神与他同在
？And why was God with him?
因为他跟以利亚这个传承做得很好。
It was because he had a very good succession with Elijah.
啊，所以神不但与以利亚同在。后来神也与以利沙同在。
And so, not only was God with Elijah, but later he was with Elijah.
我们现在教会已经进到很重要的传承阶段。
And right now in our church, we're hitting a crucial succession turn.
我们如果看我们现在真耶稣教会在美国大概55岁以上的工人。
And if you look in True Jesus Church, average worker is age 55.
大部分都不是在美国长大的。
And majority of these workers were not born and or did not grow up in America.
其中有绝大部分是在台湾长大的。
And majority grew up in Taiwan.
那在台湾接受宗教教育。
And they received their religious education in Taiwan.
所以台湾栽培了一批工人。在美国，我们教会发展的前一个阶段扮演很重要的角色。
And so the first succession was the workers sent from Taiwan to Baldwin Park.
那现在我们如果看那个 NCC 参加的人这一批人逐渐退下来。
And if we look at the members in the NCC, we can see that they're ready to step down.
NCC 是美国主要工人各教会工人一年开会一次的很重要的会议。
The NCC is the national conference that America has once a year for all of their important workers.
你可以看到大部分的都是在这边。开始长大，在这边受教育的。
And you can see now, majority of these workers are the ones who grew up here and received their education here.
所以我们在美国的教会进入很重要的传承阶段。
And so in America, we're hitting a big succession point.
如果这个传承做得好神会继续跟我们同在。
And if we perform the succession well, then God will continue to be with us.
神的能力如果跟教会同在，我们会发现神迹奇事，神的恩典很多，教会继续成长。
And if God's power is with us, then we can see a lot of miracles and the church continuing to grow.
所以我们看以利亚传给以利沙两件事情。
And so we can see Elijah passed on to Elijah two things.
第一个是工作。
The first is the work.
第二个是灵性。
And the second was the spirit.
这个两个缺一个都不行。
And you cannot miss one of these things.
我们现在一直在讲传承，都是讲大部分都讲工作。
Right now, as we're talking about succession, we mostly talk about the work.
比方大部分我们这边很多是 RE 教员。
Over here, we have a lot of people who are RE teachers.
或者 RE 的 head teacher， 或者 RE 的 coordinator。
Either RE teachers or RE coordinators.
那你要做 coordinator 之前呢，要做 secretary， 要 intern.
And before you're a coordinator, you work as a secretary or intern.
然后要很熟悉这个 RE 的运作。
And you have to be very familiar with the duties of in RE.
那这个如果西负责退下来，他就去接这个工作，因为你已经有经验了。
And then if the leader steps down, then you can step up because you already have experience.
这个是工作的传承。
And this is the succession of work.
但是很重要的一部分是灵性有没有传承。
But what's also really important is whether the spirit has succeeded.
那在教会的我们当中有一些人是教会的负责人。
And we have some also some church workers.
甚至是以前是教会的chair主席。
教会的。
教会 council 的
or some who were in a church council.
哦，这个是非常重要一个职位。
And this is a very important position.
哦，那我们接下这个工作。
And so for us to take over this work.
那我们就做负责人，就把工作就继续下去了。
And then this work will continue on.
啊，但是如果接工作啊，灵性没有传承啊，我们发现教会那个属灵的精神力啊，属灵的这些生命力啊，就越来越弱。
But if the spirit was not passed down, then we can see that the life from the spirit becomes weaker and weaker.
哦，所以啊，工作本身的传承啊，不是很困难。
And so, transferring the work is very difficult.
哦，特别啊，不是很困难。
Or is not very difficult.
哦，特别在美国这边受教育，大家行政能力很强。
Especially for those who were educated in America, your ability is very high.
联络协调啊，这个都做得很好。
And you know how to coordinate and arrange.
哦，但是哦，在这个之上要加上灵性。
However, on top of this, we need our spirituality.
那我们的参与才会带给教会有属灵的生命力。
And only in this way can we bring spiritual life to this church.
啊，让人家感觉到教会有神的同在，神的同工。
So that people can feel that this church has God working with them.
那我们才能够让教会啊，在我们接的过了几年，等我们教的时候，我们所负责的工作比以前更进步。
And so that the work that we're in charge of becomes even better.
好，我们现在看啊，《列王记下》第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
啊，《列王记下》的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
啊，《列王记下》第二章啊，伊丽莎啊，他要。神要娶她去的时候快到了。
Here records when Elijah was about to be taken up.
那伊丽莎就一直跟着他。
And Elijah continued to follow him.
那伊利亚要升天以前的，我们如果看第九节。
And we look at verse 9.
伊利亚对伊丽莎，我曾未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求。
9. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elijah, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?"
伊丽莎已经知道神要他用他做先知。
Elijah already knew that God wanted him to become a prophet.
那现在神感动伊利亚说，你要我为你做什么，你只管求。
And now God had inspired Elijah to ask, "What can I do for you?"
那我们看他求什么。
And let's look at what he asked for.
如果我们看第九节的下半
，If we look at the later half of verse 9，
愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit。
所以他所求的是这个灵，有加倍的灵。
And so what he had asked for was a double portion of the spirit。
圣经里面讲不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，是要依靠神的灵才能成事。
The Bible recorded is not by my will or not by my might, but by your strength.
如果我们看《使徒行传》
，If we look at Acts，
使徒行传》第一章，主耶稣升天。
We can see when Jesus ascended to heaven.
在升天之前，应许门徒要赐下圣灵。
He commanded the disciples to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以门徒就回到耶路撒冷，上到楼房，开始祷告求圣灵。
And so the disciples, they returned to Jerusalem to pray for the Holy Spirit.
五旬节得到圣灵。
And then the Pentecost came.
所以主耶稣在天上，但是他继续在地上用他的圣灵来带领教会。
And so although Jesus has ascended to heaven, he continues to remain on earth through his spirit to guide the church.
所以使徒行传也可以讲圣灵的行传。
And so we can see that also called Acts, the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那使徒行传两个重要工人。
And in Acts there are two important workers.
十一章以前是讲彼得。
Before chapter 11 talks about Peter.
那十三章以后是讲保罗。
And after chapter 13 it's about Paul.
这个两个都做了很重要的工作。
And both of these workers did very important work.
但是我们可以看到他们做的很重要的工作是因为他们被圣灵充满。
But we can see that the work they was very well done because of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们只是工具啊，圣灵充满，神借这个工具在做他自己的工作。
And so they were only tools. The Spirit was using them to accomplish its work.
因此使徒行传几次的圣工的突破不是计划出来的。
And so there's a few breakthroughs that happened, and it was not through their planning.
第二章突破犹太教的这个传统文化。
The first was the breaking of the Jewish customs.
不需要守律法靠信耶稣可以称义。
That they didn't no longer needed to be saved through the law, that they can be saved by grace.
所以彼得一站起来讲，大家觉得糟茶心。
And so when Peter stood up to talk, everybody's heart was pierced.
三千个人就问彼得，我们要做什么？彼得说，你要悔改。
And 3,000 people asked Peter, "What should we do?" And Peter said, "Repent."
结果就建立起来了。
And so it was established.
这个是圣灵很明显的工作。
And this is very apparent the work of the Spirit.
那前面几章都是犹太人，使徒教会都是犹太人。
And before it was all of the churches were Jews.
那到第十章要传给外族人。
But after chapter 10, it was spread to the Gentiles.
我们看彼得也怕怕的。
And we can see that even Peter was a little bit afraid.
因为这要突破几千年的传统。
Because this is breaking through thousands of years of customs.
结果哥尼流祷告看到异象。
But Cornelius had prayed and saw a vision.
你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，叫你的全家可以得救。
To invite Peter over, because he has a message that will save your whole family.
那彼得在祷告看异象。
And when Peter was praying, he also saw.
说不洁净的可以宰来吃。
That what is unclean can be eaten.
这个两个异象合起来，彼得就去到哥尼流家就讲道了。
That when he put these two visions together, that he went to Cornelius' house to preach.
那更正在讲道，哥尼流的就得圣灵。
And just as he was preaching, Cornelius received the Holy Spirit.
所以福音就传，突破种族的界限，进到其他的种族的人。
And so the gospel was broke through the racial boundaries and entered other races.
那到十六章就开始有计划。
And from chapter 16, it started to say.
但是他三次改变计划。
They had planned, but the plan changed three or four times.
第一次圣灵不允许。
The first time the Spirit did not approve.
第二次耶稣的灵不准。
And the second time the Spirit of Jesus did not allow.
第三次马其顿的呼声。
And the third time Macedonia cried out.
所以保罗就跟着圣灵的带领就进到欧洲传道。
So Paul followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit and started preaching into Europe.
所以第一间教会腓立比就建立起来了。
And so the first church, the Philippians church, was established.
所以我们仔细看这个整个使徒教会都是圣灵在做工。
And so we can see that throughout this whole time, the Holy Spirit is working.
因此今天我们在教会承担这个工作本身要非常重视灵性的成传。
And so today, when we take over this church work, we have to be very mindful of our spiritual aspect.
所以灵性的成传就是有主耶稣的心。
And do we have the heart of Jesus?
有主耶稣的样式。
Do we have the image of Jesus?
有主耶稣的同在，有主耶稣的带领。
Do we have Jesus abiding with us, and are we following Jesus?
那有了这第二部分的成传，我们圣工就会继续发展下去。
And if we have all six of these aspects, then the church work will continue to grow.
所以我们今天要祈求感动初代真耶稣教会工人那个灵，就是圣灵，也能够加倍的感动我们这一代的工人。
And so, what we need to inspire us is the Holy Spirit and use that to inspire the next generation.
所以这非常重要。
And so this is very important.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
约翰十四章的十二节。
John chapter 14, verse 12.
我实实在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且 做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。主耶稣说往父那里去就是升天了。
12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to my Father.
哦，所以这里讲，信我的人要做比这更大的事。
And so here it says that those who believe in me will do even greater things.
所以人如果是一个好的器皿，那加上神的灵完全的同在，就能够把这一节圣经节，实现出来。
So if we are a good vessel and we are also filled with the Spirit, then we can accomplish this first.
所以我们承担圣工，要求神用加倍的灵来感动我们，来带领我们。
So as we take over the church work, we need to ask God to double our portion of the Spirit so that we can be moved.
教会啊，不是人在吸引人。
Because the church is not does not attract people through other people.
教会是神在吸引人。
It is God who is attracting people.
这是非常重要的重点。
And this is a very important point.
那如果要有神在吸引人，我们就必须要被圣灵充满。
If we want God to attract people, then we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满，有神同在，有神很丰盛的恩典。
And if we're filled with the Spirit, then we'll have God with us, and we'll have God's blessing.
那不管是基督徒非基督徒，来到这个教会，能够很清楚的体验到神。
And it doesn't matter if we're talking to other Christians or non-Christians, that when they come to church, they will experience God.
他就会留下来。
And they will stay in this church.
为什么会留下来？
Why would they stay?
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
所以这个是重点。
This is the important part.
那如果不是人在吸引人，不是神在吸引人，就变成人要吸引人。
If God is not attracting people, then man must attract people.
我们要怎么去吸引人？
And how are we to attract others?
这是非常难的。
This is very difficult.
好，我们现在回来看列王记下第二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
好，那以利亚就告诉伊丽莎，我如果升上去，那你看见我，你就会得到你所求的。
So Elijah told Elijah that if as I ascend to heaven, if you see me, then you will receive what you have asked for.
所以十一节。
So verse 11.
二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
他们正作话，忽然有火车火马将两个人隔开。以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。十二节。
12.
以利沙看见就呼叫说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。所以十二节以利沙看到了。
And so in verse 12, we can see Elijah saw.
以利沙看到就是表示他所求的已经蒙神应允了。
And because he saw, this means that God has already granted his request.
那我们再看十二节下半句。
Let's look at the second half of verse 12.
以后不再见他了。于是伊丽莎把自己的衣服撕为两遍。十三节。
13.
拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河旁边。这个他看到升天以后他做两件事情。
So after he saw Elijah ascend to heaven, he did two things.
把自己的衣服撕为两半。
He tore his clothes apart.
然后拿起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣。
And then he picked up the cloak from Elijah.
那这个到底代表什么？
So what does this represent?
他把自己的衣服撕裂，这可以有两个解释。
He tore his cloak apart. This can have two meanings.
如果我们看这个第五章的第七节。
If we look at chapter 5, verse 7.
列王记下五章七节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 7.
以色列王看见这个信，就撕裂衣服说，我岂是神，能使人复活呢？这人竟打发人来治好他的大麻风。你们看这个人是何等嫌弃来攻击我。这个地方讲以色列王撕裂衣服。
And so here it talks about the king of Israel tore his robes.
他表示他非常的悲痛。
It shows that he is in sorrow.
因为亚兰人找借口要来攻击他嘛。
Because they were trying to pick a quarrel with him.
所以以利沙 看到以利亚升天啊，哦哦，是非常的痛苦啊，非常的悲伤啊，所以就把衣服撕裂了。
And so it could be that Elijah saw that Elijah was gone and was very sorrowful and tore his clothes.
我们知道哦，一个有神同在的人哦，是教会的宝。
We know that a person who has God with him is precious in church.
哦，所以如果一个有神同在的人离世哦，是教会的损失。
And so when this person leaves this world, then it is very sorrowful to the church.
哦，我记得我在读神学院的时候。
I remember when I was in theological course.
啊，有一天下午哦，啊，忽然传来一个消息啊，啊，一个大家所敬重的工人啊，神所用的工人离世。
There was a news that came through that a respected worker passed away.
啊，那后来在办丧礼就，哦，我那个时候是神学生啊，被安排去做接待。
And during the funeral, I was a theological student, so I went to receive others.
可以感觉到整个教会笼罩着一个非常啊，依依不舍，非常悲伤，好像失去很重要的一个人。
And you can feel the atmosphere that everyone was extremely sorrowful that they've lost this important worker.
哦，所以伊丽莎离世啊，你如果看他前面怎么讲，以色列的战车马兵。
And so if you look at Elijah, he.
伊利亚啊，以色列战车马兵。
Elijah, you can see it was chariots of fire and horses.
这个战车马兵呢，就是打战用的。
And so, chariot of fire, this is used during war.
就是通过以利亚先知的职分，哦，以色列打胜仗。
So through Elijah, that the Israelites won the war.
哦，这个包括力战450个假先知。
And this includes the war against 450 false prophets.
因为这假先知啊，把以色列百姓带去拜偶像。
Because these false prophets led the Israelites to worship idols.
哦，所以以利亚一个人面对这些假先知，后来把他们都杀掉。
And so Elijah alone went and confronted them, and killed all of them.
大家回心转意，天就开始下雨。
And everyone rejoiced and turned back to the Lord, and the sky opened and started raining.
所以以利亚的存在让他们能够得胜再得胜，他是以色列的战车马兵，非常重要。
And so Elijah brought them from one victory to another victory and helped their spirituality grow.
哦，所以伊丽莎就撕裂了衣服。
And Elijah tore his clothes.
哦，那我们现在啊，如果说我们在教会里面啊，在自己的家里面。
And so for us, when we're in our own homes.
哦，我们常常听人讲哦，家里面有一个老人，就是有一宝。
And we often hear that in this house there is an old man.
他就是一宝，一个宝贝啊。
And he is precious.
哦，那老人怎么变宝贝呢？
And how does this old person become precious?
啊，如果这个人有神同在。
And that is if this person has the God with him.
那这个家庭会因为这个人啊而蒙福。
And this family will be blessed because of this person.
哦，有一次我到夏威夷去，听一个姐妹在见证。
And once I heard a testimony from a sister.
她说，我妈妈还在的时候，我很少祷告。
She said that when my mom was still here, I rarely prayed.
为什么？因为我妈妈很会祷告。
Why? Because my mom really knew how to pray.
所以我妈妈祷告啊，很多的恩典就临到我们家庭，临到我们的孩子。
And so because my mom prayed, a lot of grace and blessings fell on our family.
那我妈妈离世以后，我就开始要祷告了。
And after my mother left, I had to start praying.
所以从她的言谈里面啊，她妈妈是她家的一宝。
And so from this testimony, her mom was was the precious one in the household.
因为她喜欢祷告，神听她的祷告，借着她神的恩典临到。
Because she loved to pray, and she received God's grace.
那这样的一个老人离世啊，大家都很怀念。
And so when the senior leaves, everyone mourns for them.
不是老就没有用啊。
It's not that once they're senior, they have no use.
如果老有美好的灵性，有神同在，这是家庭的一个宝贝。
In fact, if you are a senior and you are filled with the Spirit, this is something very precious to the family.
所以这是第一个他为什么撕裂衣服？
And so this is the first reason why he might have torn his clothes.
那如果我们再看前面伊丽莎撕裂的衣服，然后捡取以利亚的外衣。
And if we take a look, Elijah tore his clothes and then picked up Elijah's cloak.
哦，这个外衣代表什么？
What does the cloak represent?
哦，外衣代表一个人的身份。
The cloak represents the status of a person.
哦，他现在要拿起以利亚的外衣。
Then now he's picked up the cloak of Elijah.
就是以利亚这个先知的职分，还有这一件职分所带来的权柄跟能力。
And this is the status of the of Elijah the prophet, and it comes with the responsibility and the strength.
哦，这个外衣很宝贵啊。
And so this cloak is very precious.
如果我们回到第二章哈，《列王记下》的第二章。
If we go back to Second Kings chapter 2.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用来打水，水就分开，啊，两个人就走干地而过。所以你看这件外衣很好用啊。
And so we can see this cloak is very useful.
一打水，水就分开，就走干地了。
Yeah, you hit the water and the water divides and you can walk on dry ground.
你想想看啊，如果你看到那件外衣今天掉在前面，谁不会捡？大家要捡。
If you see this cloak fall onto the ground, who's not going to take it? Everyone will want it.
这个太好了，这个很有权柄。
Because it has power.
但是你要捡到这个外衣，你自己的原来的要脱掉。
But if you want to pick up this cloak, then you have to take off your own.
那我们来看以弗所书。
So let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们要脱去从前行为上的旧人。这里讲要脱去行为上的旧人。
That you have to put off your old self.
然后二十四节变成穿上新人。
And verse 24, and put on the new self.
那这个新人有神的形象有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And this new self has the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以今天我们被选作教会负责人。
And so today, if we're chosen as a worker of the church.
今天我们被神验证教会选择我们做宗教教育的负责。
Our church has asked us to be RE coordinator.
我们要把自己的旧衣脱掉。
We must take off our old cloak.
你的旧的生活方式。
And our old way of living.
我们的旧我脱掉。
Our old self, we must take off.
然后穿上新的衣服。
And put on a new clothes.
这个新的衣服就是有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And this new cloth has the righteousness and holiness of a new person.
那这个新衣穿上去才跟我们的身份相配。
And only when we put on this new cloak, then then it is aligned with our new status.
所以以利沙他脱掉衣服，拿上以利亚的衣服。
So Elijah, he took off his old cloak and put on Elijah's cloak.
好，那现在拿到了这个衣服以后，接下去他做什么？
And what did he do after taking up the cloak?
这一件衣服对他有什么影响？
How did the cloak influence him?
这一件衣服我们昨天有提过，就差不多跟摩西的那一根杖一样。
And just like we mentioned last night, this cloak is like the staff of Moses.
所以十四节。
And so, verse 14.
列王记下二章十四节。
Second Kings chapter 2, verse 14.
他用以利亚身上掉下的外衣打水，说：“主以利亚的神在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来。结果他这个衣服一打水，水也分开啊。
And so once he used his cloak, the water divided.
所以他的老师以利亚打水，水也分开。他现在做先知，他打水，水也分开，表示神的同在是一样的。
And so before, his master Elijah hit the water and the water divided, and now Elijah has the same thing, so that represents that God is now with him.
神的同在是一样，所以他可以做以色列的战车马兵。那后来以利沙要死的时候人也称他做战车马兵。
And so God's abidance is the same, and Elijah is now the chariot of fire. And when he died, that's what people referred to him as.
我们看以列王记下十三章十四节。
Let's look at Second Kings chapter 13.
列王记下十三章的十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 14.
以利沙得了必死的病，以色列王约阿斯 啊，下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说：“我父啊，我父，以色列的战车马兵。”你看这个王哦，在称以利沙，跟以利沙在称以利亚是一样的。
And so here we can see the king refers to Elijah the same as Elijah was referred to.
哦，因为以利沙行了这么多神迹，他对整个国家的带领啊、建议，确实给那个国家带来太大的好处。
Because Elijah also won many victories for the country and brought a lot of benefit to the country.
所以他有这件外衣，就是他得到加倍的灵，所以他做出来的工作对以色列国是一样的重要。
And so the cloak represents the double portion of the spirit he received, and so the work that he did was just as important.
那今天呢？我们也需要神这样的与我们同在，让我们。的侍奉结束了，我们回头过来看，感谢神，用我们真的对教会有一点贡献。
And so today, we need to have the same spirit from God, so that after we are done our work, we can look and see that we have contributed to the value of the church.
好，那以利沙过了这个约旦河之后，我们就发现两件事情。
And after Elijah crossed the river of Jordan, we can see two things.
好，我们看列王记下第二章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
第二章的十五节。
Verse 15.
住先知的耶利哥的先知门徒，从对面看见他，就说感动以利亚的灵，感动了以利沙，他们就来迎接他，在他面前俯伏于地。这里告诉我们如果在十六节这里有五十个壮士你看这五十个壮丁是身体很强壮。
And so here in verse 16, we can see that there were 50 able men, so they were strong and fit.
那以利沙是一个农夫
And Elijah was a farmer.
那这个五十个壮士就来到迎接他，在这个农夫的面前趴在地上。
And so these 50 able men, they came in front of this farmer and bowed before him.
而且对以利沙称说，我是仆人。
And they said, we are your servants.
怎么会这个样子呢？这怎么有可能呢？
How is this possible?
这么强壮的人趴到以利沙农夫的面前。
These fit and strong men, that they were the ones to bow in front of Elijah the farmer.
而且说主要原因是因为我们回到十三节门徒从对面看见什么
And if we look, we can see that they were standing across the bank and they saw.
看见他用这个衣服可以让水分开。
What did they see? They saw that he was able to use this cloak to defy the water.
这个代表神跟他同在，是人看得见的。
And so this represents that when God is with us, it is something that man can see.
我们还记得这个摩西告诉神我讲他们一定不听。
We remember that Moses he told God that, oh, if I say anything, they will not listen to me.
摩西讲的是实话。
What Moses said was very practical.
他四十年前从王宫出来，现在谁认识他？
And it was true because he was, he had left the palace 40 years ago, and so who would recognize him?
所以他讲他们不听，他讲的是实话。
And so it was very truthful when he said, "Oh, if I say something, they will not listen."
那神说，你手里有什么？
And God asked him, "What do you have in your hand?"
有一根杖。
I have a staff.
所以为什么法老听？就是一根这根杖。
And why did Pharaoh listen? It was because of this staff.
所以这个五十个壮士为什么会趴在以利沙的面前？
And so why did these 50 able men were bowing in front of Elijah?
很清楚地看到神跟他同在。
It was because they saw clearly that God was with him.
所以我们在教会里面如果没有人尊重我们。
And so in church, if nobody respects us.
不要一直责备别人，说怎么样，都把别人归到别人的身上。
Let us not blame others.
如果我们有神同在，
If we have God with us,
很清楚让人看得出来，
then others can see it very clearly.
敬畏神的人就会尊重我们，
and those who respect God will respect us.
那有神同在就有领导力，
and if God is with us, then we will have the strength to lead.
因为我们有神同在，人尊重我们，我们讲的话就有分量。
Because God is with us, then we will have the strength of God, and what we say will have power.
但是如果人不听我们, 你怎么领导教会?
But if people do not listen to you, then how are you to lead the church?
我讲的话, 他当作耳边风啊。
And whatever you say, it just goes the other way.
哦, 所以这种人对神的工人的敬重, 哦, 就是灵性, 要追求神的同在。
And so if we want the respect of others, we must pursue the Spirit of God.
好, 我们来看。 灵性, 哦, 啊, 使徒行传,
let's turn to Acts.
啊, 使徒行传的, 啊, 第五章,
Chapter 5.
啊, 使徒行传第五章的十二节,
Acts chapter 5, verse 12.
使徒借着手在民间行了许多神迹奇事, 啊, 他们都红心合意在所罗门的廊下, 十三节,
13.
其余的人没有一个人敢贴近他们,百姓却尊重他们。 哦, 这个地方讲哦, 百姓尊重他们。
And here we can see that they were highly regarded by the people.
啊, 那他们是谁?
And who is the they?
哦, 我们如果看第五章的前后, 都是讲彼得。
And if we look before it, it's talking about Peter.
哦, 就是彼得跟他的同工。
It's Peter and his workers.
哦, 那为什么, 哦, 他们会尊重他们?
And why did they respect them?
这些人为什么会尊重一个渔夫呢?
Why would they respect a fisherman?
因为他不只是渔夫, 他现在是使徒啊。
Because he is no longer just a fisherman, he is now an apostle.
那使徒不是一个空的抬头。
An apostle is not an empty title.
你看第五章的前面, 他有审判的权柄, 亚拿尼亚就死了。
We can see in, earlier in chapter 5 that they have the power of judgment, so Ananias died.
啊, 那到12节, 他有神的权柄, 所以神迹奇事就显明了。
And in verse 12, that they had the authority of God, so they performed many miraculous signs.
哦, 所以神的同在很清楚。
And so God's abidance is very clear.
哦, 大家就很尊重他们。
And everyone respected them.
哦, 所以他们就能够带领使徒教会一直往前进步。
And so they were able to bring the church move forward.
哦, 我们回来看, 啊, 列王记下第二章。
So let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
啊, 列王记下的第二章, 啊, 我们看16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
对于他们说, 我们这里有50个壮士, 求你容他们去寻找你的师父, 或者主的灵将他提起来, 投在某山某谷, 以利沙说, 你不必打发人去。 现在啊, 这50个人要求一件事情。
And so these 50 men, they asked for one thing.
哦, 我们有50个壮士哦, 我们可以整天走路都不会疲倦哦, 那求你让我们去找你的师父, 哦, 就是以利亚。
We have 50 able men, and we can walk all day without getting tired. So let us go look for your master, Elijah.
啊, 要不要让他们去呢?
Should we let them go?
如果要去一定要有原因啊, 不让他去也有原因啊。
Because if you let them go, then you must have a reason, and, and if you don't, you also have a reason.
所以问题来到就考验一个人是不是有属灵的智慧，属灵的判断力。
And so when problems arise, you can see whether somebody has the spiritual wisdom.
所以我们再看当时他们在拣选七个管理范式。
And so we can see that when they selected seven to handle the passing out of food.
他注重的是什么？
What did they value?
好名声, 圣灵充满, 智慧充足。
That it was whether they were righteous and had were filled with the Spirit.
好名声。
Whether they had a good reputation.
哦, 圣灵充满, 智慧充足。
And if they were if they had spiritual if they had knowledge and spiritual wisdom.
圣灵充满,
and filled with the Spirit.
哎呀, 哦, 所以, 在这个地方, 哦, 我们在使徒行传我们就看出来, 哦, 这个智慧充足非常重要。
And so we can see that this was very important in the Acts.
哦, 那以利沙就说不要, 不必要去啊。
And Elijah said, oh, don't go.
哦, 那他们一再催促, 哦, 57节。
But verse 17, they kept persisting.
那伊丽莎, 就难以推辞，就说你们去吧。
And so he felt ashamed to refuse, so he said, go.
其实伊丽莎的心里早有答案，你找不到了。
But in fact, Elijah already knew the answer that you won't find him.
哦，所以十八节。
So verse 18.
啊，伊丽莎仍然在耶利哥啊，等他们回来。啊，他对他们说：“我岂没有告诉你不必去吗？”哦，这个地方啊，他们回来就找不到啊。伊丽莎说：“我就叫你不要去啊。”
And so they returned and they couldn't find him. And Elijah said, "Didn't I tell you not to go?"
从这件事情，我们来想两件事情。
So from this, let us think of two things.
第一件事情啊，为什么要去找伊利亚？
First of all, is why did they want to go find Elijah?
啊，主要目的是什么？
What was the main purpose?
哦。如果我们看《生命记》啊。
If we look at Deuteronomy.
《生命记》的最后一章。
The last chapter.
生命记的三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里讲神将他埋葬在摩亚地。伯比尼对面的谷中，只是到如今没有一个人知道他的坟墓。摩西活了120岁。摩西活了120岁。
So Moses lived 120 years.
他死的埋葬在哪里
？And where did he die and where he was buried?
这里说没有人知道他的坟墓。
It says that no one knows where his grave is.
那谁埋葬他？神埋葬他。
So who buried him? God.
为什么神不愿意人知道摩西埋葬在哪里
？Why did God not want people to know where Moses was buried？
哦，他们称摩西叫神人。
Because they knew that they called Moses the man of God。
这个流奶与蜜之地啊，摩西贡献很大。他们能够到流奶与蜜之地啊，这摩西把他们带到旁边来。
And they wanted to bring him to the land of milk and honey。
摩西把他们带到。流奶与蜜之地的旁边呢、
Moses brought them right to the side of the land of milk and honey.
以现在来讲，他是民族英雄。
And so, in fact, he was the national hero.
如果人知道他的坟墓埋在那里，不是天天去拜摩西吗
？And if people knew where his grave was, wouldn't they go every day to worship him?
所以神为什么埋葬他？不愿意人把他当偶像。
And so God buried him because he did not want people to see him as an idol.
十诫第一诫，独一真神。
The first of the Ten Commandments, one and only God.
十诫第二诫不可以有偶像。
And the second commandment, you shall have no idols.
偶像是什么
？What are idols?
偶像就是用有形的来代表无形的神。
Idols are any image that you use to represent the true God.
因为神看不见，所以很难想象得出来。
Because God is something you cannot see, so it's very hard to imagine.
那一个人有神同在，神借着他行神迹。忽然间就这个是神好像神的显现呢、就变成被偶像化。
And so, because you cannot see God, but you see a man of God, then it is very easy to use them, and make them an idol.
那如果把摩西当偶像来拜，就进到违反了第二诫。
And if you worship, Moses, then you have committed the second commandment.
所以为什么找不到伊丽莎？
And so, why were they not able to find Elijah?
他是以色列的战车马兵啊。
He was the chariot of the Israelites.
你想想看哦，如果他找到伊丽莎的尸体，伊利亚的尸体，他会怎么做
？You can imagine if they found Elijah's body, what would they do?
不是把他当偶像来拜吗
？Would they not worship him as an idol?
所以我们要了解这个偶像对教会的破坏力。
And so we must understand the how an idol can break a church.
在以西结书里面。
In Ezekiel.
提到神的殿充满荣光。
It says that the temple of God was filled with God's glory.
我们看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
第八章的第三节。
First three.
以西结书八章三节。
Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 3.
所以讲他伸出仿佛一只手的样式，抓住我一串头发，灵就将我举到天地中间，在神意象中带我到耶路撒冷朝北的门内，在那里有触动主怒偶像的座位，就是惹动祭邪的。第四节。
Four.
谁知道在那里有以色列、神的荣耀形状，在平原所看到。这个教会里面有神的宝座。
And so in this church there is the seat of the throne of God.
就好像当初圣殿是神所充满的。
And just like and the time the temple was filled with God's glory.
不知道事实吗？今天三四五啊。预备中。哦，预备中。哦 ，OK， 呀、yeah ，好。我一向准时的，没有关系哈。所以他看到了偶像之后呢，那个神的荣耀就离开了。
And so after he saw the idols, then the glory of God left.
所以，为什么伊丽莎说你不要去找，找不到
？So why did Elijah say, "Don't go look, you won't find him"?
不错，神用他做很重要的工作，但是他不是神呐、啊，他不是偶像。
It's true, God used him to accomplish very important tasks, but he is not God.
那在哥林多前书里面哥林多教会发生相同的问题。
And if we look at 1 Corinthians, the Corinthian church had a similar incident.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法，我是属基督的。然后十三节。
Verse 13.
基督是分开吗？保罗为你们钉十字架，你们奉保罗名洗礼吗？这个地方讲哥林多教会有纷争的事情。
And so here it says in Corinthian church they were divided.
纷争的原因呢，就是因为有恩赐的工人。
And the reason they were divided was because they had gifted workers.
不同的恩赐满足不同信徒的需要。
Different gifts will fulfill different members' needs.
那这些恩赐的工人联合起来，就是满足整个教会信徒的需要。
And when you put it all together, then all of these workers fulfill the needs of the church.
但是当一个人说我属特定人的时候，教会就分裂了。
But when a certain person will say I follow so and so, then the church will become divided.
那保罗要帮助解决哥林多教会的问题。
And so Paul wanted to solve this issue in Corinthian church.
我们看保罗的头脑很清楚啊。
And we can see that Paul was thinking clearly.
我做圣工是要帮助教会合一，而不是因为我做圣工，因为我教会分裂。
And I do what I do because I want the church to grow as a whole, not because I want to divide the church.
所以他要试着成为哥林多教会的一个解决问题的一个帮助，而不是成为问题的一部分。
So he wants to become part of the solution for the church, not part of the problem.
这个需要有相当属灵的智慧。
And this requires spiritual wisdom.
所以在第一章的我们刚刚读的十三节。
And in verse 13.
保罗用三个问题就把这个问题解决了。
Paul resolved this issue with three questions.
基督是分开吗？当然不是。
Is Christ divided? Of course not.
保罗为你们钉十字架吗？当然不是。
Was Paul crucified for you? Of course not.
你们奉保罗的名受洗吗？当然不是。
Were you baptized into the name of Paul? Of course not.
所以我们回到列王记下第二章。
So we could turn back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
这个以利沙先知能够看得出来，你找不到以利亚的尸体。
Elijah can see very clearly that you will not find Elijah's body.
这个代表他有属灵的判断力。
And so this represents that he has a spiritual judgment.
这个就是我们今天教会要走在一个合神旨意的路线所必须要有的。
And the spiritual discernment is what we need in this church to be able to walk on the true path.
所以教会不要太强调民主，民主这句话圣经找不到的。
And so in church we should not emphasize too much about race.
民主啊。
Hypocrisy?
那如果我们要强调民主
，about democracies，
如果我们要强调民主，有一个最重要的基本前提。
that if we want to follow democracy, then we must follow a basic principle.
教会的民主是大家一起来明白什么是神的旨意。
Is that we need everybody to understand what is the will of God.
是以基督的心来追求神的旨意。
And it is to have the heart of Jesus to follow God's will.
这跟社会是完全不一样的。
And this is completely different from this world.
所以以利沙接续以利亚之后。
So after Elijah succeeded from Elijah.
有神很清楚的同在。
And there was very clearly God's abidance.
大家很尊重他。
Then everyone respected him.
他有属灵的智慧。
He had the spiritual wisdom.
对事情判断力非常正确。
And so he could discern very clearly.
那这样把以利亚先知的职分承接下来。
And then he was able to take over the status of Elijah.
所以他的侍奉到最后对成以色列百姓很大的帮助，因此叫做以色列的战车马兵。
And in this way, his work was greatly beneficial to the Israelites, and he became the chariot for them.
我们一起默祷。